Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady.
What'd she get?
Something Mary Dittmeyer didn't.
I hope it isn't mumps or chicken pox.
Cindy, what'd you get?
Oh, Mommy, the fairy princess.
You got it. The school play. You got the lead. Oh, Cindy, I'm so pleased.
I'm pleased, too. As long as it isn't mumps or chicken pox, I can finish making dinner.
Oh, sweetheart, you'll be a marvelous fairy princess.
Hi there, how are my girls?
Oh, it's Daddy.
You know what? You know what?
What?
I'm the fairy princess, and I get to fly and marry a prince and everything.
Terrific. That's great, Pumpkin.
And I'm going to get the most applause because I got the most family.
Oh, you sure do.
She's been studying her script.
Oh, she's really excited about that play.
Yeah, Mike. Want to carry her over?
Oh, my Prince Victor. Dear Prince Victor. Boy, Cindy sure is hung up on that old Prince Victor.
Hey, what's going on?
Please, Daddy, don't interrupt my rehearsal.
Rehearsal?
That's actor talk.
Darling, that's rehearsal. Would you like me to read with you?
Okay. You be the fairy queen.
Okay. The wicked witch is afraid of daylight. If you crow like a rooster, she will think the sun is coming up.
Like this fairy queen, cock-a-doodle-doo.
No, Cindy. Crow like a real rooster.
Hey, that's great. If you crowed any better, you'd lay an egg.
Oh, Daddy. Roosters crow. Hens lay eggs.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, this is a good part. I remember this when I was in school.
Hey, listen, why can't I be in this?
There's no good part for you, Daddy. The wicked witch has cast a spell on Prince Victor.
Spells can be broken.
I was very good in dramatics, too.
Can you teach me to break a spell, Fairy Queen?
Perhaps I forgot to mention I was in the college drama club.
Cindy, for heaven's sake, give the man a part.
But there isn't anything for Daddy to do.
Well, how about Prince Victor? Can I play Prince Victor?
You really want to be Prince Victor?
Sure.
Okay, you come over here.
This I gotta see.
Okay. Now, what do I do?
You get down on your hands and knees.
Okay. Now, what do I say?
Nothing. You just keep croaking.
Croaking?
Prince Victor's a bullfrog.
You wanted to be in show business.
You see, the wicked witch has cast a spell on you. That's why you're a bullfrog.
Okay, okay.
You gotta croak now.
I don't think I know how to croak.
Oh, do the best you can.
Well, let's see. Oh. Ribbit. Ribbit.
That's good.
Are you sure that's Prince Victor?
Yes. We must find a way to undo the spell. Croak again, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Ribbit. Ribbit. Ribbit.
Mike, what are you doing?
What does frogs do best?
Dear cousin, do not eat that apple. The wicked witch has...
What's this word?
Poisoned.
Poison. The wicked witch has poisoned it.
You're just saying the word, Cindy.
Well, I have to, don't I?
You have to live your part. That's what Stanley Slavsky says.
Who?
Stanley Slavsky.
That's Stanislavski, Dumbbell. I saw it in the encyclopedia.
Anyway, he was the greatest drama teacher there ever was. He said to be a great artist, you must suffer.
How do you suffer?
I'll show you. Keep reading.
Okay. Fairy cousin, that apple was meant for me. You ate it to save my life. Cousin, dear cousin, are you dying?
Oh.
Jan, are you okay? I'm suffering.
Oh.
The star, how come she's getting all the applause?
Okay, Herman, you can stretch your legs now. We'll take a walk. Go on. Hey, could I play?
Sure, you better. Huh. Put it in here. Strike one.
Never mind. The fairy queen will save you. She can do anything. Let me call her. I will fly to get her for you.
Wait.
It's easy for fairies to fly. You just think lovely thoughts and flap your wings and fly.
Fairy!
I'm okay.
Yeah, but you almost squished Herman.
I'm sorry. I was rehearsing my part.
You were rehearsing your part? I'm the fairy princess. I have to fly.
Boy, that's neat. You get to be hung up on wires and stuff.
You're not going to be scared, are you? Of
course not. How do they hang me up?
Want us to show you?
We don't have any wires.
We can use a clothesline.
That's a good idea.
We'll show you how.
Come on, Bobby. You bring those boxes. You give me a bell. Boy, this is going to be fun. Won't be scared, sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll sit down there, Bobby.
Just about. Hurry up, you guys. Get me in there.
How's that feel, Cindy?
Fine.
You'll be perfectly safe. These are real strong bells. Come on, you guys. Let's get rid of these boxes. There. And now, fairy princess, we will show you the wonders of space flight.
I'm not flying, I'm just hanging here.
Pilots to co-pilots, ready for takeoff.
There, now you're flying.
Hey, maybe go the other way.
Okay. Having fun?
Yeah.
What a cast. 60 kids giving a band concert, followed by the fairy princess with 26 speaking parts.
I know. How can we fit the families of 86 children into this auditorium?
We can't even seat all the parents. What'll we do?
Settle it democratically, I guess. We'll have to limit each cast member to only one ticket. Each child can decide for himself which member of his family to ask.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Engstrom. Mrs. Brady is out. Can I take a message? Yeah, I see.
Well, I thought I'd better phone and explain the situation about the seating.
I understand. Just one ticket.
The children can bring the other parent to the next production.
Go faster, Jay!
Jay?
Hey! Charlie wants to know where you guys are.
Oh, my gosh. We almost forgot about the key.
Hey, wait for me.
Someone let me down.
For Pete's sake, what are you doing up there?
Hanging.
I can see that.
I was flying, but they all went off and forgot me.
Well, I'll get you down, honey.
Oh, gee, sorry, Cindy. We almost forgot about you.
That's okay.
Besides, our pants were falling down.
No, come on, fellas. Help me get her down. Here, I'll get this back one first. All right, that's one. Let's get this one. Okay, fellas, let her down.
What say, Cindy?
Fun.
Let's go.
Boy, that was fun. Wait till you see me in the Fairy Princess.
Oh, well, let's go inside, sweetheart. I think we ought to have a little talk.
You mean I can only ask one person to see me in the play?
I'm afraid so, honey.
Which one, Mommy or Daddy?
Well, that's up to you.
But I want them both.
Well, according to Mrs. Engstrom, you can't have them both, honey. Not this time.
But whenever there's things at school, my mommy always comes.
Then ask her.
But I want all the kids to see my new daddy.
Then ask him.
But they won't know he's my new daddy if he's not with my old mommy.
There's no sense you worrying yourself about this, sweetheart. What do you say we leave it up to luck?
How?
Okay. There. One's for Mom, one's for Dad. Now, you get to pin the tail on the donkey game. Got a blindfold here. Here we go, honey. Now, let's just get this so you cannot see a thing. Can you see anything, hon?
No.
All right, round you go. And go. Look who gets to go.
Brazil.
Let me get another tail.
That's neato.
I wonder if this one is too long for Cindy.
Let's see. I don't know. You try it, Bobby.
Hey, this isn't a real magic wand, is it?
Oh, sure it is. Try some magic.
Oh, you're putting me on.
Go ahead. Try it. What do you got to lose?
Well, okay. Robert Brady, you are now an astronaut on the moon. Oh, I knew it wouldn't work.
Magic wands are only in fairy tales, like the play Cindy's in.
Will you guys do something for us?
Sure, what's up?
Jan and I each made a pair of wings for Cindy, and we want to find out which one is best.
Okay, bring them in.
Okay.
Let's have some more sparkles. We really want Cindy's wand to shine.
Like the floor?
I thought we told you to put newspapers down.
You never said what for.
For extra sparkles, stupid.
Boy, I get blamed for everything, even extra sparkles.
Okay? Which one is better? Which one? She made hers for a 47-foot fairy.
They're not that big.
Well, what do you think?
Well, they're too big for a butterfly.
Cindy is not playing a butterfly. She's playing a fairy princess with wings, and I say that these wings are perfect.
And I think they're too big.
How do you know?
How do I know what?
How big a fairy's wings are. Have you ever seen a fairy?
I've seen a butterfly. Look, I carefully cut out these wings according to the direction.
Then how come yours are bigger?
Because I made my own directions. I want everybody in the audience to notice Cindy.
Oh, they'll notice her anyway. Little Cindy looks like a fairy princess even without wings.
I can't wait to see her in the play.
Neither can I.
I bet Mom and Dad will be real proud of her.
I learned how to whistle through my teeth. Boy, am I going to cheer for Cindy.
I bet I can clap louder than anybody.
I bet you'll have the best audience of all.
Cindy? Cindy?
Yes, Mommy?
Oh, would you stand over here, dear? Here.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to decide which color to use for your costume.
Mommy, when you have to decide between two things, how do you know which is right?
Well, you don't always. Sometimes you have to use your intuition.
What's that?
It's a little voice inside you that tells you what to do.
Well, who tells the little voice?
A big voice, I guess.
Suppose it tells you to do two different things at the same time.
Well, then, my love, you've got a problem.
Mommy?
Hmm?
I was thinking, maybe the play isn't going to be so good. And you don't even have to come if you don't want to.
Don't want to? Oh, darling, wild horses couldn't keep me away.
Hey, Pumpkin. How are rehearsals coming?
Okay. It's just a dumb old play anyway.
Dumb old play? You can't talk like that to Prince Victor.
It is a dumb old play.
Honey, what's the matter? Yesterday you were jumping around here. The boys giving you a rough time? Because you tell me if they are, I want to know.
It's not that. I don't think the play is a big deal anymore. And you don't even have to come if you don't want to.
Don't want to? Oh, sweetheart, I wouldn't miss that for anything in the world. Now, you run along and play, and I'll see you later.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
Hi, what were you doing?
Nothing. Just trying to see how I look with Faye Dunaway's nose. What's up?
Promise you won't tell?
Sure.
Well, I can only invite one person to see me in the play.
Only one ticket?
That's all, and I don't know who to give it to.
Well, what's the problem? You have to ask Daddy or you'll hurt his feelings. Mom will understand.
But what about Mommy's feelings? She doesn't even care about wild horses.
Cindy, you just don't understand about adjustments.
Adjustments?
Sit down. We're all going through adjustments, you see? Mom and Dad and all the kids. You have to try hard to remember how the other guy feels.
I know how the other guy feels. She wants to come to the play, too.
Listen, Cindy, you have to invite her new daddy or you'll mess up his adjustment.
Are you sure?
If you don't believe me, ask Greg.
Hi. Cindy, don't you know how to knock?
Yes, but the door wasn't closed.
Well, you shouldn't sneak up on people.
I wasn't sneaking. You just didn't see me because you were looking at your muscle. Is it getting bigger?
Never mind that. What'd you want?
Well, I can only invite one person to see me in the play. And Marcia says I better ask Daddy or I'll mess up his adjustment. Is that right?
No.
No?
Don't you know ladies cry and get all uptight over junk like seeing their kids in plays? You better ask Mom, because if you hurt her feelings and make her cry, Dad'll get mad.
Honey, did you notice anything strange about Cindy today?
Well, she's a little nervous about the play.
Yeah, I guess that's it. She ran the strangest dialogue past me a few minutes ago.
She did the same thing to me, too.
Anyone offering a trip to Europe for the right answer?
Huh. Parents are always the last to know.
I feel like a fink. I promised her I wouldn't tell because she wants to make up her own mind.
About what?
Mrs. Engstrom called from school. She said that each kid could only invite one parent to the play.
Oh, poor baby.
I promised her, but I thought you ought to know.
Poor baby.
Eeny, meeny. Mommy, daddy. Eeny, meeny. Mommy, daddy. Eeny. Wish I was never in that dumb old play.
All right, now, children, let's get ready for rehearsal. You stand over here, dear. That's fine. And you right over here. No, no, not behind his head. That's fine. Now, you right over here.
pink skate.
Oh, Cindy. Why are you limping?
I was playing tag with my brothers, and I twisted my left ankle. So I guess I can't be the fairy princess.
Oh, the play isn't for 2 days. Your ankle should be better by then.
No, I think it'll get worse. I'm sorry, Mrs. Engstrom. Mary Dittmar can do it, and she won't mess up any adjustments.
Cindy, I thought you said you twisted your left ankle.
I did.
Then why are you limping on your other ankle?
I think they both hurt now.
Honey?
Hmm?
Cindy hardly touched her dinner tonight.
I know.
You think we ought to let her stew about this any longer?
I don't know. It's such a big problem for a little girl. Maybe we should... I'll get it, honey. Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. Engstrom. She what? Oh, I see. No, you were right. She didn't. We'll get back to you. Thanks for calling. Mike, Cindy told Mrs. Engstrom she sprained her ankle. She dropped out of the play.
Well, no wonder she couldn't eat and she went right to her room.
Oh, Mike, she was so thrilled about doing that play.
Relax, honey. I'm going to straighten out things right now.
It's just a dumb old play anyway. Nobody can turn a prince into a bullfrog.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Pumpkin, tell me something. Would you be very upset if I didn't come to see your play?
Well, why, Daddy?
Well, suppose that I had a business meeting that night out of town.
Out of town?
Would it be all right with you if I went to that instead of your play?
Oh, boy, that's sure too bad. That's awful, Daddy.
Where are you going?
I have to call Mrs. Engstrom. I have to talk to her before she talks to Mary Dittmeyer.
Fairy Princess? Have you seen the Fairy Princess, Mr. Tree? Have you seen the fairy princess, Mr. Rock? Have you seen the fairy princess, Mr. Bird? Oh, I hope the Wicked Witch hasn't cast an evil spell on the,
fairy princess.
Fairy princess. Fairy princess, where are you?
I'm so glad Cindy's father explained her very special problem.
So am I. I guess children don't understand. Sometimes it's possible to bend the rules a bit. It was very nice of the children to give this special performance.
Exciting day, Cindy. I'm glad you're going to bed early.
We thought you were a very good fairy princess.
Maybe I can get a part in the next play.
I hope so, sweetheart. Good night.
Night, honey.
Oh, no!
What's the matter, sweetie?
If I get a part in the next play, maybe I'll only get one ticket again. Should I ask my mommy or my daddy? Or what?
Good night, Cindy.
Good night, sweetie.